Blog Talk Radio.
Life, wealth, and wellness.
Show, and I am Sandy Rogers. I get to be your hostess for this evening. You know, I get so excited when these Tuesdays come around because we have the absolute best guests ever on this show, and so I just be so excited to bring them to you so that you get to have a full dose of their gifts that they provide to the universe. So tonight is no different than other nights, and so just hold tight for a moment. You know, there's a couple of things that we've got to take care of first. Whew, so I'm going to slow my roll just a minute. How'd it hit me? The first thing that we do here on this show is we give thanks to our ancestors. We thank our ancestors for always being with us, and especially they're guiding us on Tuesdays as we discuss issues that are not ordinarily talked about in an open environment. So as we reach into these areas and as we talk about things that are beneficial to us, but not necessarily discussed, we know the ancestors got us. And for that, we simply say, thank you, ancestors. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Whew. Ooh, they got me on that one, y'all. Oh, shay. And so we also start with affirmative reading just so that we can kind of let go any stressors that we have from today, and we're all in the same energy field as we get started. This particular message is one of my daily inspirational that you can find at revsandy.wordpress.com, and it's entitled Healing Agent. Today, I serve as a healing agent to all I come in contact with. I choose to offer words of encouragement. I choose to demonstrate compassion. I choose to help those in need. I can offer words to soften a situation. I choose carefully today and make each word I speak a testimony of faith. I offer hope to those around me. I speak kind and loving words. I know and accept the power in the spoken word, which can heal or harm. My words today are only those which will help and heal. Today, I am a healing agent. Thanks, God. So I just wanted to use that because it helps to introduce our speaker for today and her gentle, assertive nature, how she deals with all of humanity. And so remember, it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So today we're to have with us Lydia Minna Pickett, and she is the founder and the creator of Soup and Self-Care. And so we're going to have her to explain that a little bit later when she comes on. The name of her show today is called Holistic Healing Using Numerology. So it's a combination, and we'll see exactly what she means by that when we bring her on. And audience, you know you're always welcome to be a part of the discussion here, and every voice will be heard, is heard, as long as you let us know in time. So don't wait to the very last minute if you do have a question or a comment. Our call-in number here is 516-531-9819, and you will simply press 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. And because we aim for high quality on our playbacks, once your line is open, if you are not speaking, if you would mute your phone so that the sensitive microphones won't pick up anything that's happening in your background, and then those people that call and want to listen to the show over and over again will be able to do so at a high quality. So we thank you for being present with us tonight. You're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, and we're going to have our guest featured speaker join us in just a moment. We're going to take a quick music break, and when we come back, we're going to get right into the discussion, Holistic Healing Using Numerology. We'll be right back, you guys.
That I'm in love with you and giving you the best part of me.
titled Best Part of Me by Anthony A.K. King. That's my nephew, y'all. Support him at www.anthonyakking.com. Welcome back. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I'm going to make this, I hope, enough time so that those that are joining us and listening in could get the call-in number so you can reach us to talk live with us at 516-531-9819, and you will simply press 1 on the dial on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. And so our topic for tonight is holistic healing using numerology. And I played that song, The Best Part of Me, because as I've gotten to know Lydia, I know that the course of her work and the goodness and purity of her heart has her delivering the best part of her to all of those that she comes in contact with. And I tell you, man, look, she's a author, a massage therapist. She is a food educator, a numerologist, I believe would be the right terminology. She's a doula, and she works with our elders, with our seniors. And so she has so much going for herself. I'm just so tickled to have her to join with us tonight and to help us along this journey, especially with this time that we're dealing with now. I mean, she is just the perfect, perfect, perfect guest to have. So welcome to the show, Lydia.
Great. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. I'm just excited to be here as you are to have me. I'm listening to your voice, and it's making me feel really, really relaxed and really happy. You know, it's like when you speak, it brings joy, and that's really important. You know, we need lots of joy right now, you know, as we relate to each other. And I'm noticing that, you know, even, you know, with the advent of social media, we've forgotten how to be courteous to each other, you know? And I see that not only in social media, but it's playing into our, you know, being together and how we talk to each other. You know, so we really need to bring and change this vibrational energy. And we can do that with the food that we take in because we're made up of vibration. And eating higher vibrational food is important so that we can actually feel better, be more accepting of others, and not be so harsh. Some of us want to teach, but in our teaching, we're like pointing our fingers or shaking our fingers at other people. And even though there's no visual of that, it reminds me of when we were children. And when the fingers got shaken at us as if we were in the wrong or shame on you. And everybody doesn't know the same thing at the same time. And we have to be patient with ourselves. We have to be patient with each other and not, you know, down each other so much or shame each other so much that we don't even want people to know that we don't know. Does that make sense to you?
You know, that makes perfect sense, and it is an absolutely perfect way to start the show because I know there are a lot of individuals, myself including, that, you know, like want people to be where we are or at least be able to look at doing something differently. And sometimes we do become frustrated when a person doesn't get it right away. So I appreciate you saying that more than you'll ever know because we do, you know, that whole, you know, finger shaking is like a bullying type of act. So, yes, ma'am, I appreciate you starting a show like that.
Well, just an observation. And, you know, working with the elders, working with young people as well, you know, it's like I deal with families. I deal from before the child is born up until the elderly age, you know, and we all need support. We all need understanding. The babies need it, you know, the elders need it, the animals need it. You know, we think there's no feeling. People and animals don't have feelings, but we are affected. And we've been beating up on each other for a number of years now, you know, and I don't think it was just with social media, but it just makes it more easier. I hear and see more cursing than I've ever seen before. People are trying to make a point, and when they're making a point, it's like they're bringing in a lower vibratory, energy when mm-hmm. you say certain words, and that's why they call them curse words. Because when you're saying those words, you're actually putting out a curse, because those words will bring you down. I did an experiment with my high schoolers. We did kinesiology testing where the body's energy, when a lot of positive things are said to you and how strong the body is. And then I had the students, maybe like 14 years old and up to maybe the oldest is 16. And so then I had them say negative words to the person, and the arm just dropped. She couldn't even hold it up. So we really have to start teaching again. I mean, we used to hear these things about, you know, words have power. And we used to hear about, you know, the energy. Well, you know, you really shouldn't say that. Now we're just accepting everybody are using these words, even in the writing of them. The energy is still coming through. So
that's
with
powerful.
That,
yeah.
We look at, you know, we raise our vibration with music. We raise our vibration with colors. And we raise our vibration with your gemstones, your crystals, and food. Some of us don't think about the food that we're eating and how it can hurt the body, deteriorate the body. You know, certain foods, you know, just have no value at all other than just sitting and wasting away inside of our bodies. And so then we have, you know, backup of our bowels. It's so interesting when I talk about having a bowel movement and I tell my students, you know, of all ages, well, you know, how often should you think we have a bowel movement? And many of them say, well, you know, I go about maybe twice a week, you know. I have others say that, you know, I maybe every other day or something like that, you know. And then when I say, well, do you know, realize that you should be going 3 times a day, you know. And they're like, wow, 3 times a day? You'd be on the toilet all the time, you know. With a toilet tissue, right? But the thing is, we need to really think about what our elders did. And maybe the young people don't remember, or maybe they were too young, but my grandmother would clean us out once a month. Once a month, she said, if we had a stomach ache, she said, well, when was the last time you used the bathroom? You know? And then we'd have to think about it. But once a month, now, you don't hear that anymore. Like, did you get a good clean out? What, you know, we're hearing about colon cancer, you know. We're hearing about constipation. And instead of someone thinking about, well, maybe you should eat a salad. When last time you had a salad? Or, you know, are you eating your beans or your seeds? And oftentimes it's like, well, we're eating fast food that is not really digesting properly and eliminating it's staying inside of our system. And so that means it's poisoning our system. And if we notice with babies, you know, as soon as they start eating solid food, their bowels back up. Because one of the first things we want to give them a piece of bacon, you know? The bacon is because, oh, well, they're going to love this bacon. Well, they love the sweet on it. You know, we still have, you know, those taste buds that sense sweet, sour, and all that, right? It's not so much the bacon, it's the curedness. You know, they cure it first, whatever that means, but it's being cured from what? And so we're trying to give our children, you know, start them off really young with meat first. Well, meat destroys the body, and it's even worse today because it takes away the beauty of our bodies. You know, when we start eating a lot of meat, and I'm not saying this because I'm vegetarian or anything, or vegan or whatnot. I'm saying it because it takes away the beauty, because now we're getting old a lot faster. The meat that your great-grandparents ate is not the same as the meat today. The farms are not farms today. You know, it's a business. It's an agribusiness. Those animals never saw the light of day, you know? Those animals are stressed. They got all this adrenaline going through their system. And, you know, stress hormones age you. It stresses you so that your body doesn't work properly. You know, and so we're eating these animals that were stressed because of the way that they're being killed. And we are actually taking on some of the characteristics of those animals.
That's true.
Biomechanics. We're aging. We are aging so fast. You know, people say, well, oh, you must be vegetarian because, you know, your skin is so nice. You know, it's like I'm not eating food that is deteriorating me. So that animal, which may have taken or supposed to take, you know, maybe 3-4 months, you know, if it's, you know, fowl or chicken or turkey, something like that, maybe 3 or 4 months or 5 even to mature, now matures in less than a month's time, less than 30
exactly.
days.
Yeah.
So if that animal is growing old very fast, right, then
mm-hmm.
we're eating the animals that that's happening to. And so we're growing older faster today because of that. So, you know, people don't want to give up anything, but that's fine because, and you know, I used to, when I first stopped eating meat like 30-some years ago, every time I would pass a restaurant and you smell that, you know, something frying or, you know, some stew or something that had heavy meat. And I'm like, oh, that smells so bad. My stomach hurts. I got a headache. Oh, that horrible smell. Now I'm, you know, as I've matured in this, I can smell that. Okay, that's what you're eating. That's you, you know. I'm not going to get sick because of something I smell because I find it appalling. Now I'm, you know, because we have to grow too. Those of us that say we're trying to help in a community, we also have to grow and stop being so judgmental.
Yes,
so if that's
yes.
what people are eating, well, okay, we can educate them. I generally don't just stop people on the street to educate them. You know, it's, I do my educating in the classroom. Because in the classroom, you know you're going to be taught, right? That's what the classroom is for. But to just stop somebody on the street like, well, you know that chicken is bad for you, you know, is not good. It doesn't really draw people to you. It makes
right.
people want to, you know, attack you pretty much because now they're looking at, well, what are you eating? What did you eat today? Or what are you doing? You're not perfect, you know, and we're not. We're not. So we have to really accept ourselves and work on ourselves first and stop trying to teach and, how you say, you know, train others who are not ready. Now, those who come to you, great. You know you're going to have a platform and you're going to work with them because they want to be worked with. But those who are not ready, you know, in their own time, they come around. As long as we continue to be consistent, as long as we're consistent. I've known people that have changed their diet for 10 years and then went backwards, you know. Now, what do you say? Or what does a person say to those that they've taught all that time? Well, you know, don't eat this, don't eat that. This is better for you, da-da-da, all that, that we, you know, dish out there. But now we changed our mind. So after 10,
right.
15 years, we went back. So what are the people thinking who have seen you go through that process and now you're back there with them? So we have to look at what were the reasons why we changed. Why did I decide to change? People ask that a lot. You know, I see that question, why did you become a vegetarian? Did you become a vegetarian because of the animals, because of your health, because of the beauty, you know, whatever their questions are. And so we really have to analyze that for ourselves, not for somebody else. Why did we make a lifestyle change? And what is that all involved? And how are we representing that? You know, so it's not like just to the children, but it's to each other, our own peers. How do we represent ourselves with something that we say is better? You know, it might not be the
yeah.
best, but it might be better, you know? And get people to see that. We gotta. I'm thinking that we have to work on ourselves so much. I do readings. My son and I, he's a visionary, and, you know, he can see. I do calculations. But when we're working with people, you know, the most interesting questions we get is not about themselves. It's about, they want to know about somebody else. we're not working on ourselves. And we have to have this knowledge of self in order that we become good representatives of a better lifestyle, as we say. But
so why do you think that is, people, that they would ask questions about someone else versus themselves so that they are not having to look at themselves and what they're living or doing?
That's an interesting question. You know, we're looking for the wrong. You know, we're in relationships. And instead of working on ourselves, oftentimes you want to look at the other person and say, well, they're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I need to find something to fix them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if we would just be who we are and be consistent in all aspects of our lives and be true to ourselves, understand what our, how you say, purpose is, because many of us don't know. We get caught up in relationships and, you know, we get upset. It's all fun and good in the beginning because it's exciting and you're drawn to each other. And oftentimes we're drawn to each other to get a lesson, to learn something about ourselves. It's not always about being able to be there, you know, till death do us part. It's about,
right,
what lesson am I supposed to get out of this? What lesson did I learn when we separated, when we went our separate ways, you know? So when we're trying to find out about the other person, and believe me, you know, with me having gone through the different relationships, I've looked up them too to see, as I matured, how did they help me? How did their numbers and their vibration help me? What did I get out of this? And how can I, you know, be thankful that I went through it? Because if there was not the attraction in the beginning, there wouldn't have been a relationship, you know?
Right, right.
So it comes to that way. Now, my program, SOUP and Self-Care, SOUP, I guess you call them acronyms, stands for Self-Acceptance of Universal Purpose. Self-Acceptance of Universal Purpose. We need to have that knowledge of self. And when we have the knowledge of self, then we can act on things that we're supposed to act on. All opportunities may not be good for us based on our vibrations. We have to look at what is there for me. Should I act on this? Should I hold back and wait for something else? It's like our children. They know when they come, you know, and they know by 6 years old if we let them tell us, instead of pushing something on them without having done the homework and helping them to understand. Because in our ancient times, we knew who was going to be the builder, who was going to be the, you know, the cook or the chef or the nurse or the doctor or the architect. We knew based on the numbers. But we've lost or gotten out of touch with our ancient tools. And so we may have a child that's running all over the place, you know, telling people what to do, you know, won't listen to authority. And we try to shut them up because they always got something to say. Well, you know, that particular child could be a general one day. That particular child has come here to lead, but we're shutting them up. And then we have the case where our children are in class and you have one that seems to be a little shy, has the answer, but, you know, gets almost cries when you call on them. And so the teacher will keep calling that child every day because they want to change that child. They want that child to, you know, speak up or something. But that child is the power behind the throne. They don't like to be in front view of everybody. So we take children and ourselves and we try to make ourselves something that we're not. And in the process of it, and in that process, we lose so much. We lose confidence because we really feel one way, but we've been taught to be another way.
Mm-hmm.
Or that child that comes to you and they say, wow, you know, I'm afraid to go to sleep at night because, you know, I see things in my room. And instead of us, like, kind of investigating, like, well, maybe this is your seer, but nobody has taught them. We shut them up, like, your imagination is too much. You go to bed. And so they're afraid because they haven't been taught and things explained to them, you know, to see why. And so we have to really get back to those simple, basic understanding of knowledge of self and what purpose we have in this dimension at this time. You know, my grandmother told me, and I like listening to older people. I like
me
listening
too.
To older people. Do you really? Older
yes,
people, you
I
like
do.
To learn. You like to learn. You like to, you when I did your calculations, it taught me that you like to dig deeper than what's on the surface. And in digging deeper than what's on the surface, you also like to take the old and make it new, to turn it around and to make it, how you say, applicable for today's time. But that numbers, the numbers that you have are ancient too, you know?
Well,
and that's only one part of what I, you know, learned by doing the date of birth. So we,
yeah, no, even
know,
as a,
go ahead.
Even as a small child, I always prefer to be around, you know, like the eldest members of the family. And I just want to sit with them, you know, just sit there
mm-hmm.
with them.
You like to absorb that energy that
mm-hmm.
they had and that wisdom
because
mm-hmm. you like intelligence and you like that wisdom. And then you would build with it. You know, some of us are here to take what the ancient did and like, okay, well, this is, this we can use this way. I know how it used to be used, but now we can take it and make it in a different form. It'd be the same, but change the form of it. And that's what you do. Do you like pineapples at all?
I do. I've got me a new
yeah.
smoothie drink now that has pineapple,
mm-hmm.
mango, and banana. And I tell you, it is absolutely
mm-hmm.
fabulous. Yes, ma'am.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah.
So the pineapples vibrate with you, you know?
Mm,
pineapples
okay.
is the seventh vibration, you know? So we look at it and we look at the numbers and how they work with us, right? And
mm-hmm.
so being 25, which is a 7, 2 and 5 is 7, those foods, it would be pineapple. It would be oats, you know? And so when we start, you know, looking at and paying attention to our intuitiveness, we find that for a reason. We like certain things for a reason. And so the pineapple vibrates with you.
Okay.
And
so tell us, how do you use the numerology, like as you're explaining me, and I gave you my birth date earlier today, but how do you
mm-hmm.
incorporate that in the other health part of what you do?
I deal a lot with emotions.
Okay.
I deal a lot with people's emotional self. The emotions usually are the first part of our health. You know, it's like it's emotional disturbances before it becomes physical.
Yeah.
And so when I work with the clients that I have, my son and I, he looks at their colors. He's an aura reader. And intuitive, what he feels, because he's a old soul energy. And what I do is I do the calculations. I look at the calculations, and because I have studied this for, you know, over 20-some years, about 23 years, I understand what the numbers are and which foods come with those particular numbers. And so when I'm working with some, for instance, someone may, you know, they can't get grounded. They're coming to us because they feel out of sorts or something, you know? And so I look at what vibration they are first, and that tells me, okay, this is the group of food that you need to have right now because of your vibrational energy, because
okay.
of who you are, what your makeup is. And you're not getting grounded because you need to really go out in nature. You need to be somewhere quiet. Maybe if you can't get out to nature, get a waterfall, a fountain that you can have in your home, in a room somewhere. And let's look at what's going on by having you be still and be quiet and help you come back to yourself. And that's what sevens do. I don't know, even though you liked the older people, you still liked your private time.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's
and so
true.
Having,
yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And so that gives you a way to understand what the energy was that you picked up from the older people to kind of process things. You need time to process. And being still and breathing and being to yourself, you know, and that waterfall. You know, some people that get into marine biology or something dealing with the water, you know, as their business is because they have sevens in their chart. So we look at the career, you know, picking careers or, you know, things to study. And so as we look at that, say, okay, well, you're scattered. Okay, usually the threes are scattered. So people that have three vibrations, it's okay, well, you need some lemon oil. Lemon oil helps you to focus. Okay, eating some lemons, slicing up some lemons in the morning and eating, drinking your lemon water will help to ground you so you can focus, you know? So I look at and ask them questions about what's going on with them, what is disturbing them, and how are they dealing with it? Because we don't just read a person. We actually leave them with an assignment to do. Because we can tell, and it's been my experience, you can tell people who they are and what they are and all that, but they don't know how to manage themselves until you say, okay, well, you're down today. I understand you're out of balance today. Go ahead and eat this particular food this week or today.
Okay.
So that's how we use it. We use it with the oils, the aromatherapy. We use it with the food. We use the numbers with the, how you say, activities. Because someone, you know, who's a five, they may enjoy crossword puzzles. You know, someone else who's a four, they may prefer playing chess, you know? Someone who's a two is going to love to cook. So
love
we look
cook.
At the numbers. Mm-hmm, twos love to cook. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's their energy field. And then you have some that may not apply to at all. You know, and then I have to go back and look at, okay, so what is the dominant force in their life at this time? And then I may have to look at, in order to add more food to their, to their routine,
mm-hmm.
I now look at what year this is for them and what personal month. The personal month is very important to know what their personal month is. And so we take, you know, the month and the day, and then we add it to the present year, the current year. And that gives us another calculation that lets us know what food is good for them. What activities
okay.
we should be doing this year. Because there's nine. There's nine groups. And with the nine, someone else may say, well, that sounds like me. Or that sounds like my daughter. Well, it might be that this is their year for that number. It may not be in their name. It may not be in their, how you say, their life purpose, which is the date of birth. But it may be the time that they're in. Because we have to go through these cycles. Every 9 years, we're going through a cycle. So we start over every 9 years. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
It does. It does.
Numbers are fascinating.
So it's like when you, that 10th year is like year one all over again.
It is. You start all over. We get two chances to start over.
Cool.
We get two chances. The other chance is when? Is a 5 year. A 5 year, you can start over. That's where you can advertise yourself more, you know, of what it is you're doing. That's where changes are going to happen when you're in a 5 year or a 5 month. It's about change. It's about more traveling. So it gives us an opportunity to experience life in a more organized way if we would look at it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we have to operate. We have to, you know, how you say, some people don't believe, and that's fine too. It doesn't make it mean that it's not going to be so. It's just, okay, well, you don't have to believe this. It's fine. I don't get upset when people don't believe. And usually the ones who are the biggest critics are the biggest doubters. Would be your four people, the ones that are fours. It's like four, it has to be proven to them. You can't just tell them. Some of us were like, okay, that feels right. Mm-mm, not with the fours. The fours, you have to have some concrete, you know, information And I love the force because when I'm working in the classroom, you know, I see the look. I see, because first they give you that look, you know. And so I never start
like,
off.
Like, something's wrong with you, right?
And I never start off with the fours. I'll start off with the other numbers because I know the fours have to see, is this real? And so when everyone else is like, oh, that's really me. And I'm dealing with the elders, even though they're older, they still never realized who they were. They were never given permission. And the elders that I've worked with, yeah, they're like in their 80s, a lot of them. You know, we've had some in their 90s, but mostly they've been like 70s or 80s. And, you know, when I'm working with them, it's like reminding them, well, do you remember what your grandmother did when you got sick?
Mm-hmm.
And so they like, so now I had to pull out the rosemary. You know, I bring herbs to the class because the herbs that we cook with is also aromatherapy. Mm-hmm. You don't just have to buy a bottle in a store. Go to the market or go to your garden and start picking those mints and start picking those, you know, the rosemary, the sage. This helps with our mind, helps with our memory. We have so many older people now that don't have, you know, when I was growing up, it wasn't Alzheimer's and it wasn't, what is that other one they talk about? Alzheimer's and
dementia.
Dementia. It wasn't
dementia.
That.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No,
exactly.
They may have said, well, somebody lost their mind, you know, but that was far and few between.
Mm-hmm.
We looked up to our elders because we can go and we could talk to them. They could help straighten us out without threatening us. You know, our parents may have said, well, you know, get in there, I'm going to spank you. But the elders, like, what you want to spank them for? Come on, let's talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the older people, they would, something happen, they come home, you know, you come home, you had a fever or something. Oh, okay, we'll drink this tea. If you had something, you know, your bowel movements were working, well, you know, how many raisins did you have today? Let's get some prune juice.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It wasn't like,
yeah.
Let's go
yeah.
to the pharmacy. It wasn't like that, you know? So the
yeah.
elders knew things, and we looked up to them, but when I go into some of these, how you say, senior citizen sites, I see Lay's potato chips. I see all kind of sodas. I see all kind of candies in those vending machines. The vendors are making money off of keeping our elders unaware.
Yeah. And you know, when you're talking of, as you're talking about the elders, you know, I totally agree with you. And it's almost as if the medical profession, the medical industry, is on a mission to rid the world of the elders because, you know, they practice this when you reach 50, I think, and it may be younger now. But when you reach the age 50, the doctors believe that all 50-year-olds need to be on some medication or another. And so, you know, they'll tell you that you have such and such, and you got to take this pill the rest of your life. And because, like you say, Lydia, the customs, I think is the right word, the customs that's been given down to us from our elders down is that you respect the people in authority and you do what they tell you to do. And so we take these medications, which develop into dementia and Alzheimer's because these medications, a lot of them have not been tested. The medical profession do not know how they're going to react in a person's body over an extended period of time. And so, like I said, it's just eerie, you know, to think that it's almost universally accepted that once you get to a certain age, you got to take a pill, at least one. You know, the doctors get so frustrated with me because I don't take not one single pill, not a vitamin, not a supplement, not, you know, a prescription, nothing. So I'm in the minority, and the doctors all tell me that. So.
And look how much life you have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like sunshine to you. It's like, you know, such a raising of vibrational energy that you have. And it's probably because you haven't done those things. You know, a lot of people are really slow and they're, you know, in their movements and their thinking, and it is quite possibly attributed to those pills. I remember when my grandmother was always talking to me. I mean, she's the first one to actually talk to me about so-called UFO. And she said they were around, you know, when she was a little girl and when she was a young woman, you know, that she recognized. I mean, of course, look at the Dogon and how low their culture and their traditions are. And they were talking about, you know, intergalactic travel and being visited, right? And so this is not new, but it's been presented to us in a way that we're not comfortable with. Because look at the movies they put out. Oh, they're coming to kill you. You know, they're coming to destroy us. Well, the Dogon and the Mayan and some of the other ancient cultures didn't believe that. They were coming to help.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They were coming to teach. So
we got two callers that's waiting in queue. And let me just make the announcement for those of you that have not called in. Our call-in number is 516-531-9819. If you would like to be a part of the discussion, you have something you'd like to say or ask or comment on, just hit 1 on your dial. That will alert us that you want to speak live on air with us. And I'm trying to get the first caller. Okay, here we go. First caller, give us your name, where you're calling from, and the comments you would like to make, please.
And the date of birth. End of date of birth.
Date of birth.
Okay. That's awesome. This is Madeline. I'm in Arizona. Hi, Sandy.
Hey, Madeline.
How are you doing? This is beautiful. Yes. What you're speaking about is a lot of what the human design readings are. Anyway, my date of birth is
11/24/1942.
Okay. So I am an elder. I am an elder, and I love being an elder.
Wonderful. You made it.
Yeah, and I am also in the same position as Sandy. I do not take any meds. I do not take any vitamins. I drink my water. And that sustains me, and I'm stable at about 117 pounds, and I'm 5'5".
Wow!
So my 77 years does not look 77 years. It's trippy, and I look in the mirror and I say to myself, "You go, girl, you go."
You represent unconditional love, you know?
Yes.
You have sacrificed yourself a lot over the years because of this love that you have. And people come to you with a problem, and you share and you give them advice, but you have to remember to take care of you too, you know, because sometimes emotionally it can be a little heavy because they think that you have no problem, you know? And it's because you're helping everybody. And it's good because we need the help, but you also have to take care of you. And sometimes the people that you're helping keep coming back with the same thing. You know, it's like I already gave you advice on that. Do you find this to be true and they keep coming back with the same thing?
Usually they do, because the truth is, and I'm going to say this bluntly, I'm a hard ass. So if somebody comes to me for my wisdom, and I give it to them, because I don't give unsolicited advice. I will only give advice to somebody who asks for it. So if they ask for it, and they say thank you very much, but they go back and eat their white flour and white sugar and all the stuff that they knew wasn't going to serve them. And then they come back again, and I say, sorry, you're fired. I don't give people. I just don't. My time is way too valuable.
Right. You've learned over the years. You've matured in that. Right. Because of your experiences, you've come to understand that. But do you cook at all as well?
Well, I eat mostly raw, and yes, I do. I love being in the kitchen. Yeah. It's my artist talent is the kitchen.
It's your artist?
It's my artist palette. It's the kitchen and food is my artist palette.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, the sixth energy definitely comes up with you in two places. And so sixes, just like the twos, are really into the cooking and the creating and using food as art. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Did you have a question, Madeline?
Say again?
Madeline.
Did you have a question?
Oh, a question.
I mean, you called in.
Well,
you don't have to.
I'm looking at, I'm listening to you as you're speaking about teaching and having students. And being that I don't have a quote-unquote degree, but I do have people who gather, not at the moment because of the situation that's occurring right now, but we gather every Friday at the local library, and we share from a place of the subject matter is conscious communication.
Okay.
So we create that. What I'm looking to is expanding it to a younger group of people, because the people who show up are in my age group, and I know that the young people who I have spoken to are so hungry for knowledge. They're
just
so hungry to understand. So I'm open to any kind of suggestions on how I could possibly bring in a younger generation. So any thoughts on that?
This is a good year for you to, because you are a natural teacher. Sixes are natural teachers, especially with families, teaching families. And this is a good year for you, because you're in a three cycle, and being in a three cycle, and this month being a four, that's a seven. So definitely reflect on these ideas. Write affirmations about it. They may be looking for you, and you just have to be ready when that opportunity opens up. It looks like in September things will really open up in terms of you speaking more. You're going to be getting invitations to go and speak. That's what I see in terms of the 3 year for you. It's about expressing yourself, expressing your knowledge, reaching out, speaking your truth, And like I said, you're a natural teacher. The world is limited when they only want to see a paper that says you've been through some type of training.
Right.
Because, you're born with these gifts that you have. You're born with this. You don't have to be taught how to do this. It's already naturally you. It's just about having confidence. Jasmine oil would be a good oil. Jasmine helps with building confidence. And also patchouli is another good oil that helps with confidence, okay? And you might want to mix them. I think patchouli and jasmine might make a good mix. You can try it and see if you like it or not. If you don't like it, you don't, don't use it, because it's like turn you off. We don't want you to turn off, But you might even try group homes. There's a lot of group homes, there's a lot of young people need volunteers, or sometimes even be able to get paid for it, what you do.
Yeah.
But you got to package. You got to package yourself. This is a good month to package your ideas. It's a seven. You're doing a lot of self-reflection, right? And so this
would
be a good time to kind of look at how to lay things out so that you can market yourself about what you do and go to these places, even in the institutions of, juvenile detention centers. They have people that volunteer to come in and teach.
That's so cool.
So you market yourself.
We've got three more callers to try and get to them. But hold tight, Madeline, I'm laughing because of the recent conversations that you and I have had. So.
Right.
Yeah. We'll be back with you. I'm trying to – here we go. Oh, we got four more callers. All right, caller, give us your name, where you're calling from, and your birth date, and your contribution, please.
Okay, you didn't say a phone number, so I was the second caller. So this is Star.
Yeah, you're
Atlanta,
the second.
From Atlanta, mm-hmm. And I'm very happy to be online to hear this wonderful lecture and get to find out what you do. My birthday is February 18, 1948.
Mhm. Okay, great. And so there's a gap there, so now you're waiting for me to say something else, Star?
I was waiting for you to tell me something about who I am. You really told Madeline about herself. I mean, you know, so I was just waiting for the wisdom.
You're just waiting.
I already know who I am. I was just waiting for you to acknowledge.
Okay, so you said you already know
that
who you are.
Is Star.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
I'm a 33. So.
Interesting.
Pardon me?
I said it's interesting because Madeline is also a 33.
Oh, she's a 33 too?
When
oh,
I did my
wow.
calculation.
Wow.
You know,
so why don't you enlighten us about what a 33 is?
Double trouble. No.
double
okay.
trouble.
Mm-hmm. Have you been told that?
Oh, yes.
Have you been told
that? Yes, ma'am. I study numerology as well. And I, for the longest time, have always just really kind of felt out of place with people. Because of that 33 path, but once I've realized that, you know, that as you told Madeline that she's a teacher and all of that, and I have I enjoy what you said about being around elders and them being teachers, because I'm finding with myself right now when I'm in a fluid conversation with, like, my children, because I am an elder and because I am the matriarch of the family, I feel like it's really important that they understand from my perspective and the experiences that I have gone through history. You know,
right.
So I'm really enjoying being a griot. You know, I was telling my son last night about back in 76 when this terminology came out about being, super shock. There we go. And super shock, have you ever heard of that terminology?
No, super shock? I have not.
Yes. Yeah. So at that particular time, so many different things were happening at the same time, back to back to back to back, that just one would be enough to make people reel on their feet and in their heels. But so many new concepts and so many different ideas were being thrown at the public, that they considered it to be a super shock, and that it made people then start being very numb and not react to things. And so I'm feeling that way right now with everything that we're going through. It's almost like a revisiting of super shock. So,
that was a disco era, is that right? 76?
Yeah.
That was a disco era. A lot of stuff was happening in New York, I think, with these clubs and stuff. I think, something 54 or something like that. A lot was going on during that time, 76, okay. So,
I had just come back from being 5 years in Germany, so I wasn't really all of that hip on what was going on in the States. So
okay.
You can fill me in on that. So, yes, absolutely.
They have a lot of documentaries about the 70s, and that was going on too. But, okay, so Star, now, dealing with old people is because you're an ancient soul. You know, nine energy, and if you study numerology, you know that the 18 is a nine. And nine has to do with being, you know, when you were younger, not really listening to authority, because you kind of felt like you knew this. You know you've been through this before. And you have the old soul energy that you have. And then with the 33, the master number, like I told Mama earlier, that's your Christ number. That's the number that you sacrifice yourself. I don't know what kind of things you sacrificed, you know, but that number, really people with those that they really care about, and nines do give of themselves, and maybe your children have told you during the course of their growing up that, wow, you know, Mama, why are you giving that away? You know, why are you always giving stuff away? People come into you all the time, and, you know, you would give them the shirt off your back according to your numbers, according to your life path and your inner child. Now, I haven't done your name. See, I do the names, too, and that would take a session. But when I do, you know, broadcasting, then I'm only looking at the date of birth and the day you were born. And so the day you were born tells me that, you know, you do give of yourself. You did like talking, and you still like talking to older people. You know, you get a very – and dealing with families, and that's why, you know, you are the matriarch, and congratulations, you made it this far. And you still have your mind, and you're very clear, you know, about things. Now, this year – sometimes
we will make sure that we give Lydia's contact information toward the end of the show. So we've got less than 30 minutes. And, Star, did you have a particular question? Because we've got three more people that are waiting to come on, too.
Well, I guess my question, it was more of a comment, is that you talked about how, you know, we as elders, sometimes we have the dementia and all of that. And I was just wanted to say that, yes, a lot of it has to do with the medications that they give us, as you and Sandy spoke about, because sometimes, judging from what they did with my mom, she had sometimes up to 24 different medications. And so, you know, that has a lot to do with the way that people think. So I, like Sandy, are on no medications. And yeah, but, you know, they keep trying to push it on you. So anyway.
But let me ask you and Sandy this, though, because and also Madeline, because I hear you all say that, and people like, oh, wow, they're not on medication, but something happened. So when you say you're not on medication, that does not mean that you're not still treating yourself, right? It's just that you look at maybe using certain foods for something. Like you can use food for high blood pressure.
Treating our bodies with food.
Yeah, that's important that people know that.
Yeah, that is. Thank you for bringing that out. Let's bring on our next caller. Thank you, Star. Hold tight with us, okay? And new caller, you want to identify who you are, where you're calling from, give us your birth date and your comment, question, or what do you have?
Well,
this is different. What? I guess.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? 916-862. Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Auntie Sandy. It's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. I thought that was you,
hey,
but you
Auntie
weren't
Sandy.
Saying anything.
Yeah, I chimed in a little bit late. I'm sorry. My phone was on mute, and I was in the kitchen stopping the salmon from burning. And
okay.
Hello.
Don't burn
I chimed
anything.
In a little late, but I've been listening to Madeline and Star, and you know I'm coming in at February 8th, 1965, and I know. Yes, I'm a February 8th. I got the 8th. Yes, and I don't know what your guest name is.
I'm Lydia.
It's Lydia.
How are you,
Lydia?
Danielle?
Thank you.
Perfect.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you. I know that knowledge is infinite wisdom. There's a lot going on right now, so I know there's a lot of things flying through the air that the people are either catching or getting hit by. I seem to be catching a lot of things that are going on and using them to my advantage in this life that we're going through right now. Change is good no matter where it takes place, because it's put in, that, it put in place by the universe. And I believe that, you know, if we all take our place at this time in our lives, then we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a very frightened person about change and what's going on around us right now. But the thing that makes me feel good is that I'm generational now. And I think I've made it because I'm the age that I am, and I'm a grandmother. And I can't wait for the next phase of my life, which I will be a great-grandmother, because I drink my water like Auntie Sandy and Madeline and Star. And, you know, we know that there's more for us out in this universe. I know that I will be transitioning off of this planet as often as I can when I start drinking my water, because there's so much out there in this universe that I need to explore. And I know by reaching these different wavelengths and the meditation and the things that I've been doing to heal my own mind from the terror that tries to take it over. And I feel like, you know, there's a lot of things that are to come in my life. That have
Did you
not,
have a certain question,
that I'm being
Danielle,
prepared
that you needed
for.
Answered? Or?
My question is, when you do my numbers, can you just tell me anything about me that I don't know?
Oh, wow. I'm not a mind reader. I don't know what you know I don't know.
I don't know anything about numerology. So you could tell me a whole lot.
Oh, well, thank you. That helps. That's where we can start. So being an 8 vibrational energy is that you're 8 and a 4. So you're one of the ones that will be in my class that will question me. You know, it's like, okay, let me see if that's real. How do you know this? Where do you get that from? That will be you. You will be that one, okay? Being the next person, you like telling people what to do. I mean, not like, it doesn't mean that's a negative thing. It's like you just see things that other people don't see. You see the finer things, you know, dealing with what's wrong. You know, not everybody can deal with the person that always tells them what's wrong. But that's the first thing you see, because it's like, okay, well, the right is taking care of itself. So you want to point out, well, it could be better if, you know, what you've had to learn through your years of living is truth with compassion, because you can know something. And you'll come straight, and not everybody can handle the force that you bring behind what you say. So truth with compassion and allowing people to also share what they know is important for you to, you know, to focus on. Because you may know more than, see, a lot of times people irritate you because, you know, for you, because of what you do know, and because you're talking about, it sounded like you were talking about traveling in the universe to me, you know, coming off this planet, going other places. See, everybody doesn't understand that. And so because you're advanced in that way, and it doesn't mean other people are slow, but that's not where they're at. And they may never be in that place. So you have to drink lemon and ginger tea in the morning so that you don't get so frustrated with people, so they don't bother you because they're not where you are. Okay? Did that help?
And I do. I have a ginger turmeric tea that I just adore.
<That's
great. laughs> Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Danielle.
Is that it for you, Danielle?
Oh yes, I'm enjoying myself just listening.
I know,
to
right?
You guys.
Right on top of the head of the nail.
Yes, ma'am.
Right, well, thank
I love you.
So much
I
for
love
calling.
You, ladies. I do.
And stay
I
tuned to the
sister.
End so you can get the contact information. Okay.
Yes,
and I'm
going to
bring on our next caller, and it is, 706-202.
Good evening, Sandy. Good evening, Lydia. And good evening to the Divine Feminists on the line. It's kind of been a challenge. My name is Brother Kwame. I'm calling you from Edenton, Georgia.
Okay. Greetings. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
You must thank us. No I or we. And in me being born, and it's kind of funny because I've been listening. It said February. Okay, February 24th, 1951. So that's my Earth date. And I know, Lydia, so you've done reading, so I kind of understand. My question would be right now with all of this going on in our alignment and also dealing with the tones of the, I didn't hear you speak any on the Mayan because you're doing the Gregorian and understanding, you know, that teaching, intertwining the Gregorian and the Mayan, and right now the Ethiopian has gone into 2012. It's 2012 in the Ethiopian calendar. So with this 2012 energy, I understanding what do you see for my date? What would be the energies of this galactic shift that we're all going through right now on the planet?
What I see and feel from you, Brother Kwame, is that this is a three vibrational year. And with the three vibrational year, it's about, because you have the double sixes, so you are always counseling. You're the master of counseling. You know, people usually come to you for the answers with their problems. And also, you know, family is very important to you. And when we look at this being a three-year, it means you're going to be called upon again to speak the truth, to speak your truth, to speak the universal truth. People need to know what's going on to understand or understand what is going on, because that's going to bring them peace. Once they understand and, you know, have that knowledge of self and be able to raise their vibrational energy, then it's going to help them, and you're very key in that. But first, in the month of this particular month that we're in right now, it's a seven vibration for you. So reflection, doing a lot of reflection is important. Doing a lot of your meditation and, you know, centering yourself is so important. You know, having the waters, being in the waters, you know, to help with the cleansing of yourself is important, you know, because it brings fresh ideas, because you are going to be in demand. You know, some of us who have been sitting back, maybe waiting for a while and watching things happen, in that time, there's been growth. And so coming out again, because you have been inside for a while, I think, I trust that's true, but it's a year to come out now, because things need to be explained on another level, and people may be ready now. And even if they're not ready, hearing something may help them to get ready. And you have that wisdom and that knowledge. Does that make sense to you, Brother Kwame?
Oh, very much so. And I commend it, because I live here on Lake Sinclair. So I have 240 miles of waterway.
Okay.
In that being in nature, it has been the time of hibernation, because we just come out of hibernation, and now where everything is growing and knowing. It's what I'm working with is why I was asking the question, because even though we have been self-quarantined, it's a time for self-reflection. And this is the understanding work that we have to do to grow within, to be able to have the fruits of when the next season changes, because we're in an alignment that's really doing from the spring equinox to the summer solstice eclipse, and that's going to be a very powerful eclipse for us. So I'm understanding what you're sharing, and thank us.
Thank us, Brother Kwame. Appreciate you. Brother Kwame is very powerful. It's an honor.
Yeah, down on Lake Sinclair, that's an awesome place down there, I tell you. It gives you all the peace of mind that you need. So thank you, Brother Kwame. And hang on. So our last caller, let me just give the number one last time, because we are down to about 13 minutes left in the show. Our call-in number to speak to Lydia, if you would like, is 516 831-9819. You would hit 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. And, again, do not wait to the last minute. So if you have something to say, I would suggest you make that call or hit 1 on your dial right now. And so our last caller whose line I just opened up is 770-617. You want to give us your name, your birth date, and your question or comment, please.
My name is Crystal. I was born on a Thursday. Hi, Sandy. I was born on a Thursday, August 23rd, 1962, at 7:15 a.m.
Wow. You got all the stats. 7:15 a.m., huh? So how do you feel, Crystal?
I'm sorry.
How are you feeling, Crystal?
Right now, I am feeling like I'm standing at the crossroads. There's so many spiritual things that are coming to me. And I'm pretty much standing there trying to figure out what it is I need to do. I always felt my life was a journey, which it is. It's not things coming to me. It's me moving towards these different things that happen in my life. And I am a manifester. I'm a person that manifests a lot of things. And I'm very careful about it. But standing right now in a spiritual sense, I'm at the crossroads.
Okay. Well, all right. So this is a 21, so 3 months for you. And sometimes during the three cycle, we can get a little, how you say, off, because a little scattered, you know, so many things that we see, but we're not focused on one thing. Getting the lemon will help you. Lemon oil will help you to focus.
Okay.
But you're also, you're a four vibrational energy. Your life path is a four. So fours like to have schedules. Fours need to have schedules. I don't know if you're writing things down, making sure, you know, everything is in order, because order is important. Then, have you feng shuied your house, your rooms? Is that what
I'm in the process of moving things around. And I moved my bed so that my head is to the west and my feet are to the east. I've just recently done that. So, Go ahead.
Well, continue with the feng shui of your space. So that will help you to feel more grounded, because you need to feel grounded, and you're not feeling grounded right now. You like traveling. Five is a number. Your 23 is about a five, and moving around, traveling a lot, you know, and that's also stress management for you. So maybe, you know, just being aside, maybe getting to you a little bit, but know that, you know, reading more, doing more reading of the books that maybe you have, but you haven't really opened them up in a while, because you may get more information out of them, okay? So it's important that
you just found a book. Yesterday, I found a book. I said, I haven't opened this book. Let me read this book. And said it back, girl, gone. Keep on talking.
Write down the dreams that you have this month, because you will see more because of the three vibrational energy. You will see more. So write them down, and that will help to give you guidance as well, okay? Making sure, even though you're at home, you know, you still need to be on the schedule, because that's going to help you. Get the lemon oil I want you to have, or not oil, you can have lemon juice, you know, would you squeeze your own lemon? And I'd like you to put in your lemon drink, spearmint, because that will go perfect with your four vibrations. So lemon and spearmint tea.
Okay.
Do you have crystals?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So we have one more caller.
Thank you.
And I'm not sure. Hold on, Crystal. I want to make sure, though, that I open the line for them just in case they still had something to say and something happened to my screen. I'm not sure. But are you straight, Crystal? You good?
Oh, I she had more to talk to me. I'll get her number and give her a call.
Okay. Yes, okay, great. Because yeah, we're down. We're coming up on the end of the
show. Okay, and I'm being respectful.
And so I just want,
yes. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
404-409.
I know you had signaled you want to say something. Your line is open. Would you still like to say? Give us your information.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. My name's Carmen. My birthday
Carmen.
Is 7/11/51.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been in a state of not really wanting to talk. I'm really enjoying being at home and having the quiet and the meditation music, and I could just stay in the house and listen to my music all day, and my phone rings off the hook. I know people calling to check and everything, but I just haven't wanted to talk.
Mm-hmm. And are you comfortable with that, Carmen?
I have such peace. I'm in such a beautiful place. I'm so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a blessing because I can't remember the last time I've been this way, and
mm-hmm.
I'm full. I'm just so full.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just enjoying the time that we have because I'm always running, always doing this and that and here and there and everywhere. And it just feels so good to just be home and just being quiet and just being to myself.
mm-hmm. It seems like you've needed this for a long time, huh?
I have.
Mm-hmm. So, your life purpose is a 7. Are you doing any writing as well? Are you writing anything?
I not the way I should be, no.
Well, when you say should,
I should because I've been through so much. And
yes.
I'd like to share with people
mm-hmm.
because I know that I'm a walking miracle. I've had 2 open
mm-hmm.
heart surgeries, lost most of my gut, and I'm still
mm-hmm.
here, and I'm still
mm-hmm.
healthy, and I'm happy
mm-hmm.
and content.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, you're here to teach others, you know. The 11th vibration is a very strong vibration in that you go through things to teach others, and you're a very
yeah.
spiritual person. You know, you got that 7 along with the 11. I know a lot of times you hear 7/11, that's spiritual. So you're here to teach others how to be, how to go through challenges, because you've been through many yourself, right? So, yeah, writing
yes.
is in your numbers, so definitely write. It's a 22-year for you, and so which is a 4, and that's the year that you're basically the universal year. So put things in order. You know, some things, opportunities may open up to you. Some people that, you know, you may even consider them angels coming to you to share with you something that it is that's going to help you, okay? And
yes.
go ahead and write that information because it's needed. This month is an 8, so you may feel, you're feeling pretty calm right now, and that's a good thing. So I would just say, you know, maybe some ginger. Ginger, like, you know, just because it's
I
the
eat
8.
I eat ginger every day. I start my day with ginger and lemon.
Great, great, great. So you're already on that. And that's good.
Yeah.
So you don't feel like you are, I'm hearing you say that you're at peace right now and you're not answering your phones or anything. Do you feel unsettled in any kind of way?
No.
Okay, well that's a
no.
good thing. That's a good thing. So the reason I asked that because of the 8 vibrational year. I mean month. The 22
mm-hmm.
and it's 8 month. So that's good because, you know, since you're telling me that you already do the ginger and the lemon every day, so that's probably why you're feeling grounded right now, because you're doing that. You made that a practice. That's a great practice, Tommy. You're doing good.
Well, I was listening to you talking about the medicines, and I'm on quite a bit of medicine because of all the surgeries that I've had, but I'm slowly weaning myself off of things that I know that I can do without.
Okay.
But there's
something. As long as you've done the research. As long, you know, because when we say, because I'm not on medication either, and I usually use food or, you know, herbal things, preparations. But the thing is, you have to study. And we don't want anyone out there thinking that, oh, we're just going to give it up, whatever medication
mm-hmm.
you want. Because some medication,
right.
you give it up right away, it's going to kill you. Because the body goes mm-hmm. into shock because it's so used to having it.
Yeah.
So things you have to wean yourself off, but definitely educate yourself. You know, you like to study, so go ahead and do your studying
yeah.
and your research before you make any major changes, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes things take a while. Yeah, don't feel any kind of way because it was said that it's not for everybody. But it is for those who want it and want to do the research and want to make the commitment, then you'll be able to do it as well. Just, you know, I just don't want someone like, oh, okay, well, they're not around anymore. They heard it on the radio.
Yeah. And I want to confirm that, Carmen, what Lydia's saying, because it's taken years of study. I know I'm speaking
mm-hmm.
for Star and Madeline and Danielle, as far
mm-hmm.
as being in the health situation that we're in. So it's not just like we woke up and said, okay, no, I'm not going to ever take a medicine. So a lot of study have gone into that. So
right.
Lydia is absolutely correct in telling you that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Now, we're not advocating not taking any, you know, pills or stopping.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't look at it that way.
I understand that, and I do understand that I need this medicine right now to stay alive.
Yes.
But
mm-hmm.
the certain things that I wean myself off of, I replace them with nutritional things. So
okay.
I am
good.
Researching
good
before I...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have
so
a lot of great speakers that come on the show every week. And so if you just stay tuned with us every Tuesday, I'm sure you'll find some more knowledge coming forth. And Lydia, we are down to our last 90 seconds. So if you can give your, I know, right? If you can give your contact information and any last closing thoughts you would like to share with the audience, now is the perfect time.
Okay. Well, my phone number is 770-912-5800. And the website I'd like you to go to is called soupandselfcare.com. And to spell out A-N-D, so that's soupandselfcare.com. I do private sessions. My son is my teammate in doing this work. And I just want everyone to really use this time that we're sheltering in for personal growth. You know, look towards self. Look how we can, you know, better ourselves, be more in tune with ourselves. You know, think about what we need to do to help ourselves to be better people. And to be on purpose, because that's what we're lacking, is on purpose. When we're on purpose, then we are at peace. So I just want to thank everyone for calling in and for sharing
your
live.
Could you give your phone number one more time, please?
Okay. Phone number is 770-912-5800. And
thank
that's
you.
Atlanta. Thank you. Thank everyone. Thank us.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. And oh my God, and everyone for being an active part of the discussion tonight. I appreciate you, and I hope that you got value out of the responses and the answers that you received. And Carmen, like I said, we'll be back here next Tuesday at the same time. You can also mm-hmm. check out, I do a show with Star on Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's called Now What? Where Do I Go From Here? So we're giving out as much information as we can with some of the best speakers in the world. And we've got 5 seconds. I love you guys, and we'll see you next week. Be
you.
Safe. Be well.
I love you.
Yes, love you.